Governor Neil Abercrombie vetoed 7 bills from his original intent to veto list. They include a measure that would have required a lieutenant governor vacancy to be filled by a member of the same political party as the governor. Another would have transferred the law enforcement functions of the Harbor Division of the Department of Transportation to the Department of Public Safety, House Majority Leader Scott Sikey.
That bill was supported by both departments, the Public Safety Department and the Transportation Department. So I'm not sure why the governor is vetoing that measure.
Majority Leader Sikey says some vetoes were expected. The governor vetoed a bill that would repeal various non-general funds and accounts and transfer balances to the general fund. But Majority Leader Sikey says the administration was silent throughout the legislative process on a number of bills, only to follow up with vetoes in the final hour.
I'm surprised at a few of the bills that are being vetoed. For example, Senate Bill 60 relates to restorative justice. It would have been helpful if the administration had testified, then we could have addressed any concerns that they had. Also, on Senate Bill 2431 relating to the Hawaii Tourism Authority, the administration never testified.
The governor also vetoed a bill that would amend the composition of the Board of Land and Natural Resources and require one member with a background in Native Hawaiian traditional and customary practices. Another bill would have required family court to consider visitation with both parents when awarding custody of a minor child. Sikey says the House has no plans to convene a special session to override any of the vetoes.
These measures don't rise to the level of convening a special session, and we'll consider the governor's comments when we address these bills in the next legislative session.
6 bills relating to financial disclosure for members of certain boards and commissions, as well as others dealing with the Hawaii Health Connector, education, insurance claims, and condominium associations, will become law without the governor's signature. The governor signed 229 bills into law. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.